Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei Podcast へようこそ。 Hey everybody, welcome back to Manga Sensei, the show where every single day, 365 days a year, I break down Japanese grammar and try to help you improve your Japanese a little bit at a time. Today, we have a very particularly interesting episode. That is, today I'll be talking and doing three podcasts on, actually, mistakes that middle to mid-advanced students make when trying to speak Japanese. These mistakes are mostly oriented around students at Brigham Young University, who this episode is brought to you by today, and also Dr. Tsuchiya. Thank you, Dr. Tsuchiya, for letting me do this today and help out some of your students, hopefully. Today, we're going to be talking about how to end a sentence in Japanese, particularly using the nda or no desu form. Now, these forms are usually somewhat interchangeable when Japanese people speak colloquially. You'll often hear ndes or even noda. However, noda there is usually seen as etc., so we're going to cast that off to the other side and focus on calling this nodes or ndes. We'll often see nda in informal situations, but we're focusing on the formality here because the ways that your teachers should be speaking to you, as well as the ways that you should be speaking to your teacher in a classroom setting, is how the grammar points that we need to go over should be accurately used. That being said, ending sentences in Japanese can be somewhat difficult, particularly because of the modification process of Japanese. Japanese puts all of the important information right after the subject and then ends it with the verb, where in English we put the verb pretty quickly and then all of the important information, which can make it somewhat difficult when you're trying to articulate your opinion or use dialogue-level conversation or advanced-level conversation in speaking Japanese. That's what they're trying to help you accomplish in these 300-level classes, often is trying to help you make and articulate your opinion or summaries of content through this dialogue level information. But in doing so, you need to make sure that you're putting the verbs at the very, very end, or at least conjugating or connecting the different stanzas or the different clauses of your Japanese sentence. Moreover, Japanese people tend to use the no des or nda predicate with the no particle as a way to indicate that they are explaining something. Often, native speakers of Japanese will have their entire sentence and then they'll end it with no desu, usually putting the verb in plain form or base 3, and then following with ndesu or no desu. This indicates not only that they're giving an explanation, but that they're explaining something to you, usually something that you've had they're trying to summarize, usually in their native language. And therefore, it should be replicated when you're taking the stories that you read in classes and then rearticulating them back to your teacher or whomever is asking you. Therefore, when using this, try to use this sentence organization method. Take the information that you have, such as when we're talking about, let's take Inonoko Imoko, or whatever his name is, Onono Imoko, and then we would tell about what he did. Onono Imoko ga Nihon no Mitsukae toshite Chugoku ni hommon shi, Heika ni hommon sase te itadakimashite, それのなんとかなんとかやってて、それからお互いを渡したり、彼はすごく怒ったみたいのです。 And so you have the entirety of the sentence, whatever you want to say in the middle, and then following and ending it with のです。 This is what happening, I'm explaining. And we have the verb のです、place 3, のです。 With that being said, there are other things that you can put on to end your sentence. An easy way to do this is らしいです。よです and そうです. This is そうです being that you heard something or is implied that it came from somewhere else. よです being the よです along よ, make sure you put that there, is that it's by your judgment. Or you can use らしい, which means to be according to what you read. Now, while there may be other ways to end your sentence in Japanese, these four methods, んです, そうです, らしいです, and よです, all being their own individual grammar point, can tend to be somewhat confusing. Therefore, I recommend trying them out in class and asking your teacher if you're using them accurately and articulately. Your teacher or your TA or whomever is the native speaker or at least a slightly more advanced person than you in Japanese should be able to help you make sure that your sentences are appropriate for the situation and accurately polite. With that being said, thank you so much. I will see you tomorrow. And remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. ですから一緒に間違いましょう。じゃあまた明日。